In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more on tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
The five towards the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Kai Robichaux. He's the Eagle in the end zone. Great block, right side of the line. BC 40, North Carolina 7.
One of the great games from last year. BC over the Tar Heels. Kai Robichaux, one of the terrific offensive players last year, got a shot in the NFL. And Bill O'Brien, a highlight for you. You remember that game fondly?
Great game, yeah. I think at the end of the game, we ran the ball 10 straight times, which was good. It was really a good way to end the game, and guys played awesome. They played hard. Fun memory.
Yes, there'll be a lot of fun memories this year. Did I read this correctly? You have 109 recruits coming to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, you probably did, yeah.
109 is a lot.
We recruit every day. There's not one day of the year that we don't recruit.
That's unbelievable.
You got to.
That's an amazing.
That's the lifeline of the program. That we recruit every day. We recruited last night. We recruited a little bit this morning. I'll probably do something on the way home tonight.
Wow.
You have to recruit, right? You got to. I always tell there's no correlation between good coaching and bad players. It doesn't jibe.
That does not jibe.
Does not go.
I've heard that through the years. Yes.
You're a bit of a departure. You don't hear about a lot of programs claiming to be developmental programs today. Because a lot of people look just.
But I don't understand that though. Pete, I agree with you. But I think that's what it's all about. Isn't that what coaching is?
Oh, I.
You get a kid and when he's 18, and you bring him in, and you work with him, and you try to teach him, and you make sure that, you know, he's getting a great education, and he's, you know, obviously doing a lot in the community at BC, and you're developing him into the best football player he can be. That's what coaching is. If you look at a guy like Michael Crounce, like if you asked me 18 months ago, would Michael Crounce have a chance to play in the first game of the 2025 season? I would have said no. But the guy, because of his own work ethic and his ability to grasp the fact of hard work and toughness and, you know, working in a weight room, getting better at the technique of playing center. This guy's by the end of the season, maybe you can play Alec at some guard and play him at center. You know, my point is, like, that's what it's all about. It's coaching. It's developing. It's watching guys get better. That's why you coach. You don't coach just to get the quick fix, I don't think. But
that seems to be a trend where you look around. The portal has allowed a lot of programs to – a lot of one and dones.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We're probably in the top 10 in the country at retaining players, and I think that has a lot to do with many things. I think that has a lot to do with Boston College. These guys get to BC. They love BC. They know what the academics can do for them. They know what the school can do for them, so they don't want to leave. They enjoy playing for this coaching staff. They enjoy – you know, giving back to the community like we do here at BC, and they don't want to leave. And so I think that we have to continue that. Well, I don't want anybody to leave. Well, while I recruit this guy in, I say, hey, man, this guy, we can develop this guy. This guy could be this. He could be that. Okay, after 2 years, okay, you leave? I don't know. I'm not into that. That's not who – that's just not who I am.
It creates a it creates a fragmented program. I read one team. I think Bill Belichick, North Carolina, 73 new players.
Yeah, I mean that. But and again, I'm not saying that that's to each his own. Well, Coach Belichick's obviously we're not going to argue with his pedigree and who he is, but that's his philosophy. This is our philosophy at BC. This is what we believe in.
But you have said and you did it this year. You use the portal when you need it.
Yeah, I mean, we use it. We basically try to think about it relative to if it is like an NFL organization, that part of it is like so you have the draft and you have free agency. You want to build your team through the draft, which is high school recruiting, right? You want to build your team through high school recruiting. You want to recruit every Catholic school in the country and find the best football players, and then you go to some public schools and you try to find the best football players that'll be good fits for BC. And then, you know, where you have some issues, maybe you have linebacker depth, right, issue. You got a defensive tackle depth issue. Then you would go to the portal to try to find a guy that fits.
Right.
And so that's what we did with, you know, Jason Hewlett from Michigan or Chris Maribel from Wake Forest, who you guys will see a lot. Nobody's ever heard of Jason Hewlett or Chris Maribel, but they'll play a lot on Saturday. Favor Bate from Merrimack, like this guy will play a lot for us on Saturday. Those were, I would say, about 10 guys that we think can really help us win games.
And you go back, I don't know, and you look at the great teams that were here. They were not exclusively New England talent, but there was a very strong presence of New England talent.
I think that's big. I think that's huge. I mean, we can win. We can win with New England guys, with North Jersey guys. We can win with guys like that. You know, that is what the program was built on in the past. I would go to, you know, Ohio, right? Cleveland, Cincinnati. I would go to, like I said, North Jersey, New York, right? Like, I think we can win with guys from those areas, Pennsylvania, you know, that are from the Northeast where their parents don't have to drive far to go watch them play. We're not going to get every best player in Massachusetts, right? We hope to, but we'll try, and we'll work very hard to do it. But, you know, sometimes Massachusetts is heavily recruited.
Sure.
Michigan's in here. Ohio State's in here. Texas was in a school this spring. Texas came to see a kid. That's flying over a lot of states from Austin, Texas, to come see a kid in Massachusetts, but to each his own. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're doing. So, but we'll find the guys that can fit what we're trying to do, and we'll continue to recruit New England.
Throughout summer camp, Bo McCormick, Mekhi Dodd,
yep.
Max Tucker on defense, of course. Needs no introduction. Jaden Skeet. Guy I think definitely is going to emerge this year.
Yep.
McCormick, to me, I watch McCormick, and I say, boy, that kid can play.
Yeah, we don't want to – like with Bo, I think we – and believe me, I love Bo, and I'm glad he's on our team, but we got to be careful putting the cart before the horse now. We can't put him in the –
still a freshman.
Pantheon yet of BC Hall of Famers.
Still a
can't put him in the pantheon of Pete Cronin yet.
Still a freshman.
But he's a tough kid. You know, his mom and dad, he's got a great family. Parents are from Lowell. You know, dad grew up in Lowell. He's from Westford. He got up at 4:30 in the morning every morning to go to BB&N. This is one of us. This is one of us. He was going to Syracuse. We flipped him. Got him to Boston College, and you know, we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have him, and he's going to be out there Saturday. You'll see him Saturday in some capacity, you know. And you know, we're thrilled to have him on the team.
Well, I met him a couple weeks ago after practice, and I thanked him, and he says, "What are you thanking me for?" I said, "For sticking around."
Yeah,
you know, and there's a bunch of guys on that team.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, Mekhi Dodd's going to be a good one too. Mekhi, got a little sick during training camp, but he'll have a shot to play for us this year and obviously in the future. So, we the Massachusetts guys, you know, we got to try to do the best we can to keep him in the fold.
You have a plethora of skill this year.
A plethora. He loves that word.
I love the
word.
That's an SAT word.
It is.
We need a what do you call it? A dictionary right here.
Look it up.
Or a thesaurus. We need a thesaurus.
Did he use it in proper context?
I don't know.
Yes,
that's why we need one of those.
Of course I do. Is there any English teacher?
There's always a question whether there's always a question with Meter how he sneaks a word in there.
Well, that Ithaca College education.
No question.
Very expensive liberal arts.
Right up here, baby. Right
tell
up
you
here.
What.
Look not at, liberal arts. They, look what he's doing with it.
Have they changed exactly. their name yet?
They have not changed it from the Bombers.
I'm offended by their here. By their mascot.
Who is it?
The Bombers.
Ithaca Bombers? Is that right?
Yeah, of course. Doug Marone's in the house. Where is he?
He's over there.
Yeah, he's a Cortland guy. He doesn't like the Ithaca talk because that's his dreaded rival.
The dreaded rival.
I met Doug. He says, you're an Ithaca guy. I got to go down. I got to
get out of my way.
It's like a Harvard-Yale thing.
Cortland.
Wave him off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
But my point was, you do have a plethora. I think you have a plethora of skill.
We do have some good skill players. We've got some good wide receivers, DBs, you know, as you know, tight ends. Running backs feel good about that, you know, and I think that, you know, those guys got to stay healthy. Got some, you know, young guys, got some veteran guys. So we're very happy with those positions. No doubt.
That and you look at the matchups, you know, there's a few guys like Lewis Bond needs no introduction. But last year, late on the scene, Reed Harris is a right out of the computer in terms of size and catch radius and speed. I stood next to him today. I was like, my God, I wouldn't want to cover this guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He can run. He's very improved. He's catching the ball better. He's a physical guy. Great guy. He was a high school quarterback. Comes from Montana. We're really, really excited about what he brings to the offense and what he'll be able to do.
So you got a quarterback, which we discussed, and nobody in the audience heard the discussion, but that's okay. All good stuff.
There are people on the radio who heard it, though.
Yeah, so that's true.
That's
so we won't go over that. So you got a guy who can deliver the mail. Now you got a guy who can accept it, or several, when you come right down. Or, you know, you talk about Reed Harris. You talk, you know, you got
Skeet,
Bond, another guy who had a great fall camp.
Dawson Pugh, V.J. Wilkins. Dawson Pugh's a freshman. Nobody's heard of him yet. He's very good. He'll play on Saturday.
Ed Bolden.
Bolden may play on Saturday. We'll see. V.J. Wilkins, very, very good player, transfer from Campbell. So, we're excited about that position.
As well, you should be.
Yep. And you haven't talked about running backs, and that's a very full room as well.
Yeah, Jordan McDonald, Turbo, the back from last year. Alex Broom, who tore his knee last year, he's back. He's had a great camp. Leader of one of the leaders, not a captain necessarily, but, you know, definitely one of the leaders of offense. Bo McCormick, Mekhi Dodd. So very, very happy with that room.
Lots of talent on that field. We're going to go to the defense next with Bill O'Brien as you gear up for the opener against Fordham on Saturday, 2 o'clock kickoff. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice-cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire, and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern, proud owner of McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing car family. Over 30 dealerships and more than 8,000 vehicles across the Boston Metro, ready for you today. Boston College students, alumni, families, this is your home turf. Skip the rest. Shop with the best. Your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff. McGovernAuto.com. That's McGovernAuto.com. Go Eagles!
This is Andy Powers. If you're looking for the greatest selection of everything for hockey and more, then get to Sports Etc. at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop, or online at sportsetc.net.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the campus school 5K Run and Roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
Live from the Stockyard, you're listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Once again, here's John Meter Perrell.
First down for the 13. Out of the pistol again. McDonald east west to the 10, to the 5, end zone, touchdown! Jordan McDonald, welcome to Chestnut Hill. What a coming out party for the Central Florida transfer. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Take a bow, Jordan McDonald. You are a sensation.
How about that?
Syracuse last year. Jordan McDonald.
Yeah, he did a good job in that game.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show. A special thanks, of course, to the BC Gridiron Club. They support Eagle football, home game tailgates, away game bashes, unprecedented team and program.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Access, sign up today at bcfootballgridiron.com.
All right.
Yes, well-deserved round of applause. Paul Criscione, John Merlesina.
Paul Criscione. Where's Merlesina? Oh, there he is. There. Where's he Criscione?
Criscione's holding court.
Oh, there he is.
Yes. Paul likes to hold
holding court. Look at him. Yeah. Well, and my man Ray.
He is the man. Ray Perrone, one of the
Ray Perrone.
Great BC
absolute legend.
Club. We're surrounded here. Your defense played very well last year. You were tied for the lead in the ACC in interceptions, top 20 turnovers forced in the country. How do you feel like – what line are they headed in now?
I feel good. Look, the secondary I think is athletic. They know how to play. They know how Tim wants to play. They're smart football players. You know, you're talking about, you know, safeties like KP and Omar Thornton and Carter Davis, but then you got other guys that like Charlie Camellas had a really good camp.
Yep.
Zavarian guy. He's had a good camp. He'll play. Omarion Davis, a freshman, he'll play. Corner, you know, you got Amari Jackson. Sayre Torrance, who didn't play a whole lot last year. This guy's a really good corner. Max Tucker, everybody knows Max. Isaiah Ferris, one of the most improved players in our program. So I feel good about the secondary. Linebackers, Bam Crouch, Owen McGowan, Jason Hewlett, Bryce Steele, Vaughn Pemberton. You know, he'll be a guy that is on special teams and might play a little bit of defense, but those guys have done a good job. And then the D-line, you'll see a lot of, you know, Q Hutchins will be in there a lot, Edwin Kolenge, Favor Bate, you'll see those guys in there. But the interior guys, it'll be like a hockey shift. They'll be rolling in there. We'll play a lot of interior defensive linemen because they all have played well and they all deserve to play. So you'll see a lot of guys playing interior.
And there's something to keeping them fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key, Pete. I think at that position with us, we're a little bit undersized, so I think keeping them fresh is important for this game, for every game, and just keep rolling because they all bring different skill sets. And, you know, you got a guy like Ty Clemens versus a guy like Quan Williams, two different players, you know, that can really add to what we're trying to do. And so we'll rotate those guys a lot.
And as far as the overall defense, last year you had a hellacious pass rush. You got the leading sack leader in college football, ends up going to Dallas Cowboys, got a good secondary. Now you don't have that player that you can count on week in and week out, that destructive influence. The secondary is a year better, a year older. Is it kind of a reversal of roles in terms of now the secondary is going to help the pass rush?
I don't know. I think that you know, you're never going to replace a guy like Ezeraku. I mean, the guy had 17 sacks. He was a first-team All-American. He won the ACC Defensive Player of the Year, and arguably should have been a first-round draft pick. I mean, they feel real good enough about him to do what they did today. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that you're never going to replace a guy like that. So how do you replace that individual production? You have to do it in a number of ways. It's with different guys, different scheme, you know, different packages, whether it's odd, even, bare. We kind of have it all, you know, relative to what Tim does. And so we'll find ways to replace that production. But that's very difficult to replace that production. So,
I was asked this question the other day at this point, because training camp is longer now. It's not as condensed as it used to be. It's a month, maybe 5 weeks. So you get a lot of teaching in there. You got pretty much your offense, defense, even the kicking game. You get everything's in.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything's in.
Yep.
Now it's a matter of what we're going to do this week.
Yeah, it depends on the team we're playing and what they do. You know, Fordham likes to spread people out. So, you know, we have to be good about what we're doing there relative to that. You know, I mean, you'll see, like, they'll have guys out by the sideline in their formation. So we need to be able to obviously cover them down but keep the box intact. So there's different things. Then you go to the next week, which we're not talking about the next week yet, but that week will be totally different than this week. And so, you know, we have to – that's what it is. It's a game plan type defense, game plan offense, and that's what we'll try to do.
And being of this ilk, BC alumni, we think we're smart. You know, we just ask
You're
us.
Smart.
No, just ask us. We think we're smart.
I know this.
Not every program is smart. Does that have
anything? I don't know, Pete. I'm not going down that road. We do not believe we're smarter than anybody. I can promise you that. We just know what we know. We want to be who we are. This is what we believe. We have strong beliefs in what we want to be, but we are certainly not smarter than anybody.
I was saying the smart.
But I know this. When you met a guy from BC.
He tell you.
He tells you right away. I went to BC.
I knew the answer to that question.
I'm like, there you go.
Yep.
No, I was thinking in terms of the ability to absorb a lot of content.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of guys can, but you can't do too much of that, though. You got to have guys that can go out there and know what to do, and you know, you got to keep it simple. I mean, I learned that a long time ago. Like, if you try to give somebody and you put too much on his plate, give him too much to handle, now he's playing and he's kind of playing handcuffed a little bit. And we've got to do a good job of keeping them, you know, where they know what to do and they can react and they can play fast.
Throughout camp, you talked about cleaning up bad football. Do you think you're that's been emphasized throughout camp, and do you think you're on that track?
Yeah, what I mean by that is, like, okay, here's the things we can control, right? Can we control staying on sides? Can we control, you know, knowing the call, knowing how to adjust to a formation? can we control, you know, not worrying about the results? Just, hey, you know, just play this play and then put that play away and play the next play. Can we – I showed them a couple of the games from last weekend, you know, Hawaii, Stanford, Iowa State, Kansas State. There was a lot of football. There were a lot of plays in those games that, you know, whether it was a turnover or a special teams mistake or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, we have to eliminate those. And when the other team does it, we got to take advantage of that.
Right.
And so I think you saw good examples of that last weekend in those games. And so that's what you're trying to do. You're not going to be perfect. We're not trying to be – we're striving for that. We know we're not going to be perfect, but we're trying to take advantage when other teams make mistakes.
But one thing that was drastically reduced last year is your penalties.
Yeah, we got to continue with that. That's a big deal for us. We can't have 18 penalties in a game or in those 18 penalties, like 10 of them are false starts. I mean, that's not really who we are, and we gotta make sure of that.
I'm sure you went back and looked at every game last year, and you talk about it maybe not directly but indirectly, opportunities that kind of got away from you because of that.
Right.
Where you had in a position to move, make a move on somebody, and you had a turnover. Or you
I would say most penalty. Games that we – the games that we lost last year, the other team did a good job, give them credit, but there were many things that we did to hand them the game. And I think we have to stop doing that. And I think that's – if we do that, that's the difference between – there's a very fine line for us at BC, very fine line. For most teams, there's a very fine line between winning and losing. And so if you can be on the right side of that line – and you can take advantage of the other team making that mistake, you're not the one making that mistake, then you're going to win more games. And I have, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Special teams look improved too. Punting game,
yeah.
Kicking game. You made a decision. You said Luca Lombardo is going to be your place kicker, Lombardo, and your punter for the time being will be Seamus Florio, but Andy Quinn will get some reps too.
Yeah, Florio will be the punter. He's done a great job. Transfer from Yale. Quinn, I think, is going to be really good. He's from Ireland, and he's a freshman. He had a really good day a couple days ago. Florio's been very consistent. Luca Lombardo will be the place kicker. Liam will come in there and do some place kicking, too, in certain situations. Ben Mann will be the snapper, another transfer from Yale. And then Cooper Crook, he's the other snapper. He'd be a short snapper, potentially. So, yeah, we feel good about the kicking game. They got to go do it, you know, but we feel a lot better about the kicking game.
Well, are you kind of assuming they do, be disappointed you're not going to go for it in fourth and one from the plus 35?
I mean.
Did a few times last year.
We're still going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
That's kind of who we are, too.
That's all right. That's okay.
Riverboat Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Riverboat Ron Rivera.
Yeah,
no, I used to call that.
I'm not Riverboat.
In the punt
we'll
game,
still go for it when it's right.
Look at things like we were dead last punting last year, net punting, and you could don't have to improve.
Last year is last year. Last okay, year's
this year.
Over.
This is this year.
This is a new this year. Is, we,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like this. Like take your right. We turn the page.
Okay.
That year's over. This is a new year.
We'll be better. Exactly.
Oh, smoke.
Point ever, made.
Were you
point
a Saturday Night Live fan?
Yes.
Wah wah wah. Last year you were last in net punting.
Well, you're not
no kidding, Pete.
We're not going to be last.
Don't remind
in net punting
me.
This year.
Oh, God. Well, I remember. I was at the games. I remember the punt yes. going to the left
remember
in the first row to my brother in the first row. My brother Tommy.
I'll remember not
your
to bring it up.
Not very whatever. So, anyways,
And then the punter is from Andover, Mass.
He is Andover's finest, no question.
You see, this is by design.
Seamus Florio, EJ Perry helped us out with that. It was good. Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. Helped us out a lot. Put us onto that one, no doubt.
It's all about the Merrimack Valley.
That would be EJ's father who
yes,
played here for
Ernie.
A little while. Yep.
Another one of the greats. We have to take our final timeout. We've got to get into Fordham coming up. Also get into a little college football and a big NFL trade. There's a tease for you. This is the Bill O'Brien Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. Stick around.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice-cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England.
And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Looking to make waves with a radio ad or public presentation? Need to polish your public speaking skills? At MoVibe Productions, we specialize in crafting compelling audio and coaching talent. Our beautiful, state-of-the-art Studio G by the Sea offers the perfect creative environment for recording audio and video. From script to sound, from idea to imagery, MoVibe Productions can make it happen. Discover an ocean of success at MoVibeProductions.com.
Hey, Eagles fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Boston College football games or to any other live event in Boston, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek, it's the official ticket marketplace of Boston College football. Let's go, Eagles. SeatGeek.
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience, spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's not a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
This is Andy Powers. If you're looking for the greatest selection of everything for hockey and more, then get to Sports Etc. at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop, or online at sportsetc.net.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more on tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show. We are here every Thursday night, 6 to 7, right here on the BC Sports Network from Van Wagner. All right, BC and Fordham, they haven't played since 1954. You love this, Bill. I'm going to give you a did you know. Fordham played in the first televised college game in 1939. Ralph Friedgen Sr. Scored twice for the Rams in their win.
Yeah, seven blocks of granite.
How about that?
I don't know if that – what I'm saying is Ralph Regan's dad played there.
Scored twice in that game, in the televised game.
But then Vince Lombardi played there.
Right, so he did. I think a great
coach there too.
Yeah, 47-48. See, we're doing our research.
So in 1988, they were going from Division III to the Patriot League.
Yep.
Larry Glick was the head coach. He was the new head coach. He worked for Joe Restick at Harvard.
Okay.
So I'm coming out of St. John's Prep. I'm basically a Division III player. So they recruited. So I went there, and I went on an official visit. Loved it. The guys were awesome. Everything was great.
Like the Bronx. Man,
I come home. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to Fordham. I love it there. He goes, really? No. You're going to Brown.
But I loved it. No kid.
I did.
Oh,
I thought it was
campus.
The kids. And then I had a bunch of guys from my high school that played there. Aaron Dougherty, Neil Penton. I think Neil Penton might be in the Hall of Fame there. He was a center. He was a couple years behind me. Yeah.
What's great tradition. Right in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Surrounded by the city.
It's no question.
Also
spot.
The alma mater of Vince Scully. But we digress.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vince Scully. Mike Breen. Broadcast. A lot of good broadcasters out there. Fordham last year. We're not going to talk about last year. Let's talk about this year.
Yeah, please.
You got that message.
Yes, we did. We got
Holy
the memo.
Smokes.
We got the memo.
Talk about living in the past.
When you look at Fordham on tape, what do you see?
Again, offensively, spread you out. You got to be really disciplined because they have a really good quarterback run game. The quarterback, it'll either be number 11 or number 12 from last year. I think these guys are both good players, talented guys. They've got a receiver number 4 who's really, really good. They'll try to spread you out. They'll count the box. We got to do a good job of being disciplined on how we play. You know, our offense versus their defense, you got to be ready for.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pressure. These guys will bring the house. You got to be ready for it on first down, second down, third down. They'll bring everybody. So you got to be on your P's and Q's and be ready to go. And then special teams, you know, their kickoff team, their punt team, their punter and their kicker are very good. Their punter is really good, and he can place the ball and different kicks. And so we got to do a great job. We got to be ready to go at 2 o'clock on Saturday. I promise you that.
And this is you mentioned in the past that, you know, you're not a big fan of these types of games, but you know, I understand. But what's behind that? No, it's not a criticism of
no, I
of
think
them.
Look, I think it's you know, we have to do a good job of being ready to play. Our guys, you know, we've had a good camp. We have to understand that we got to play one game at a time. It doesn't matter who we play. We play them anywhere. Play whoever they tell us to play. I don't control the schedule. Blake, you know, this schedule was made before we even got here. Blake, before he got here, we're ready to go. We'll be ready to go at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Overall, throughout camp, go to practice, especially late, you say, all right, BC's ready to hit somebody else. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, Pete said it, you know, it's a long training camp. I mean, you know, these guys have been going at it for 30 days, basically, and, you know, we started on July 28th. So, you know, they've been going at it for a while, and we, you know, we go at it a lot, right? So we, you know, it's a physical training camp, and they're ready to hit somebody else. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
You might be in favor of bringing another school in occasionally to scrimmage against throughout the fall camp?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whether they come to Boston, I think we could do that because we have fish, we have the outdoor field, or we go somewhere else. You know, I think that's a
kind of an NFL model.
Yeah, you know? That'd be awesome. I remember when I was in Houston, we did that 14 times.
Yeah, you told us.
Twice a year for 7 years, we had joint practices, and they were awesome. They got your team ready. You know, you were able to have good competition. The coaching staffs work together. I loved them. I thought they were awesome. So hopefully that comes to college at some point.
I hope it does.
Yep.
With all the emphasis on player safety now, obviously the extending the training camp period, shortening the day, limiting the number of hours there with the coaches directly. Do you see this being is it a different game than it used to be? As a result,
I think in college you can spend a lot more time with the players. You know, in the NFL, like when the season ends, they go away for a while, right? So they're gone until off-season program starts. You know, here in college, they're here all the time. They get breaks here and there, right? You know, they can go home for, you know, right after the season for a little bit, 4th of July, whatever it might be. But you know, you have a real impact on the college player's life, both on and off the field. And I think that's a big thing for us. We have to – that's something that we really push in recruiting, like that this is a place that can really put you on a pathway to success. And when they come on their visits, we try to show them that.
Then you've got the strength, you get conditioning, you've got nutrition. I mean, this is a very modern approach.
Yeah, I mean, our strength and conditioning staff, I put them up against anybody. They do a great job. Fitzy and his crew do a great job. We just hired Joe Van Allen, who worked with us at the Patriots for a lot of years. He's the director of rehab. He's been here for probably 6 months now. He's made a huge impact on our program. Catherine Carbeck, we hired her. She's our nutritionist. She came from Notre Dame. She's had a good impact. I think food is a big part of a college football program. I think it's definitely improved, but I think we can do more to improve it at Boston College. I know Blake and I, we work on that a lot. We work on that a lot. Eventually, you're going to want down the road, not tomorrow, but down the road, I think if you had an athletics dining hall, that would be a huge thing for BC. But, you know, we're on the right path. We got a lot of good things going at BC, and we're very happy about it.
A good food would be a great recruiting chit.
Food does a lot of things, right? Obviously, it has a lot to do with the performance of your team because it affects if it's properly educated and these guys take part in it, which I've seen it, it can improve your performance because it's fuel for your body. But it also brings the team together. Good food, they want to be there, they want to be around each other, sit around, eat the good food, and I think it has a lot to do with the success of your team.
Couple rapid-fire topics here. College football tonight, ACC schools you're not going to see this year, Elon, Duke, North Carolina State playing tonight as well, but overall, week zero of college football, what was your take of those opening games?
Yeah, some big games, right? You got those ones you just talked about. You got Georgia Tech, Colorado tomorrow. That's a great game. Obviously, everybody's talking about Texas, Ohio State. Two guys playing quarterback in that game that I know very well, Arch and Julian. That'll be a great game. You got some big North Carolina, TCU on Monday night.
Night. Big number.
You know,
on that
so we
one.
Got a big that'll have some eyeballs on it.
Oof. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. So yeah, some great games, no doubt.
LSU Clemson as well.
LSU Clemson. I mean, yeah, no doubt about
it. Death Valley versus Death Valley.
But the main one is Boston College versus Fordham, Meter.
Of course. We're all focused on BC Fordham. Well done. Very well done. And before we let you go from this, you can dive into some steak tips. No, that's coming. That's definitely coming.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I love the Stockyard, but I gotta roll.
Oh, that's right. You have work to do. Micah Parsons, for those of you that haven't heard, was traded to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
By the Dallas Cowboys for 2 first-round picks. Kenny Clark, he gets a 4-year contract for $136 million.
Mm.
$125 guaranteed, I believe. Mm. All right, so if you're Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, what's your mindset on that one?
These are hard things. I'd be honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. I've been involved not maybe to that level, but pretty close. These are hard things. The agent is very involved. These guys have great agents. They're tough agents. You got to do what's right for your organization. You know, you have obviously economic concerns. You've got locker room concerns. These are tough things. And so nobody really knows. It's hard to know because you're not in the situation. So it's really, in my opinion, it's really hard to comment on it. Although, you know, media people are paid to comment on it. It's really hard because you're not in it. So you don't really know exactly all that went into. What was it like with the agent? What was the agent asking for? What was the player like? How was the player in the locker room? Like, there's a lot more to it than just sacking the quarterback. And so I think that, that's probably the best thing for both teams, and we'll see how it all plays out.
The drama. Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Donovan Ezeraku.
There we go.
Next man up.
That's right.
Yep.
Next man up.
Sending the protection to him now, though.
That's true.
They got to move him around.
Good point. Yeah, they do have to move him
around. But he's had a good camp. I heard he's had a great camp. I heard Kendall had a really good camp. Ozzie had a good camp. You know, obviously, we talked about Jack. The Patriots brought him back on the practice squad, which I think is great for him. And So, yeah, a lot of good stuff for the BC guys.
All right, two keys to the game besides the obvious, score more points than the opposition.
I think early in the season, Meter, it's always about ball security and tackling. We have to take care of the ball. We got to be able to take the ball away, and we got to tackle well. So I think those are huge in all phases. That's going to be a big part of it.
All adds up. Bill, great to see you.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Happy New Year to everybody at the Stockyard. We hope to see you out at Alumni Stadium on Saturday. With Pete Cronin and Bill O'Brien, I'm John Mita-Perrell, Justin Turpin. Thank you. Griffin Ward back in the studio. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night from the Stockyard.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower, invest well, and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. NWN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.